In 2010, a programme entitled Did We Really Land on the Moon? Was broadcast on television. Professor Thomas Jackson thinks it's time someone spoke out on this topic. He's with us today. Professor Jackson, welcome.
Good morning.
The programme in question tried to prove that NASA faked the photos of the first moon landing in 1969. It was said, among other things, that the astronauts wouldn't have survived in the heat of the moon's day. How will you comment on that?
The spacesuits were specially designed. Firstly, they were white because we know that this colour reflects radiation the most, thereby minimising the amount absorbed. Secondly, each spacesuit was equipped with a cooling system. It used water which circulated through special tubes in the spacesuit and absorbed excess heat from the astronaut's body. In this way, the astronaut's bodies never got overheated.
There is a well-known photograph of the astronaut John Young saluting the American flag. The problem is that he's standing on the surface of the moon in direct sunlight, but he casts no shadow.
People who question the moon landing often point to this photo as evidence of fraud. However, it's unreasonable. Young's shadow is clearly visible on the ground below him and to the right. Why isn't his shadow attached to his body? The answer is simple. Young was leaping, and when the shutter was released, he was elevated 2 feet above the ground.
Some people claim that the rocks supposedly collected by the Apollo astronauts on the moon were actually manufactured by NASA in a laboratory on Earth.
This is utter nonsense. The rocks are without doubt of authentic origin. We have 25 samples of lunar rocks that have fallen to Earth as meteorites, and the tests have shown the Apollo moon rocks and the meteorites all come from the moon. Besides, Earth rocks are younger than the moon rocks collected on the Apollo mission. The moon rocks have been determined to be about 4 billion years old. Finally, the moon rocks have characteristics that clearly distinguish them from terrestrial or artificial rocks. Taking all this into account, the moon rocks couldn't have been found anywhere else but on the moon.
If NASA was able to land men on the moon with such great success, why were there no plans to return? And why didn't the Russians send anyone?
Despite the apparent ease with which NASA sent 6 crews to the moon between 1969 and 1972, travelling there was difficult, dangerous, and very expensive. And once they had landed, there was no point in continuing the quest, even more so for the Soviet Union that failed to reach the moon before the Americans. Expenses or the risks involved would not have stopped the Soviets, but it was the first place that counted in this race. Once the US had accomplished their mission, the Soviets' reason for going to the moon was eliminated.
Thank you, Professor Jackson, for talking to us.